Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Plan.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio eras, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking an hour of combat sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course. Showtime Championship Boxing airing a card both Friday and Saturday night. The UFC going tonight from Brazil. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of combat sports. Of course, UFC going last week as well. Lots of things to talk about in the world of combat sports. You can join us on the tour if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I will expand on the death this week of former WBA heavyweight title holder Ernie Terrell. Who? Ernie Terrell held the world championship, of course, when Muhammad Ali was still world champion back in the day when the WBA stripped Muhammad Ali back in circa 1965. And, of course, they ended up fighting in 1967. But Terrell died this week at the age of 75 of dementia. What else is new in the world of combat sports? The old guy's dying of being brain damaged. Straight up, we're going to talk about Ernie Terrell, his career being the first alphabet champion of all boxing. That's right, the first guy to ever split up the heavyweight championship. They split it up, and he and my mentor, the man that started me in boxing, the great Eddie Mation, fought for the WBA vacant title back in 1965. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeart Radio Network, and of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if?
Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
The late Joe Frazier, smoking Joe Frazier, Philadelphia's very own, yet they have a statue of Rocky Sylvester Stallone in the town center and not Joe Frazier. How can... Hi, 1964 Olympic gold medalist, okay, heavyweight champion of the world back in the days when there was only one heavyweight champion, of course, beat Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, back in 1971 in the fight of the century, and yet Sylvester Stallone has a spot in Philadelphia and Joe Frazier doesn't. I'm not a big Joe Frazier fan. Never was. Me and Joe rubbed elbows a couple of times, and, you know, he was drunk on a couple of occasions, and we had some good times and some bad times, and all in all, I guess it balanced out for the best. But the bottom line is Joe Frazier was a cheap guy. He was a cheap guy. He didn't make much money. He was very envious of the fact that Muhammad Ali could, you know, turn bucks and turn cranks as far as money was concerned and make money and go places and do appearance shots and this and that. Not too many people wanted to see smoking Joe Frazier. Sorry, Joe. That's just the way it is. Speaking of a guy that's hot right now, he is sizzling. I'm talking about Amir Khan. People laugh when I said that he was schooled Devon Alexander, and he schooled and won him every single round. I mean, it wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. I mean, Alexander didn't win like 2 minutes of any rounds or a minute of any round. This didn't even close. Anyway, Khan now, what's he, 30-3? Something like 19 KOs, of course, a unanimous winner. These scores were like 119-109 twice, and then 120-108, indicating a shutout. He was smooth. He looked good. I saw some post-fight interviews with him a couple of days later. His nose looked a little bit smashed, but straight up, that's Amir Khan. Amir Khan's a good fighter, a world-class fighter. Of course, back in the day, he was the prodigy. In fact, probably is, still is. I mean, he's a prodigy of both the UK and Pakistan. I mean, wow, she came up short with a silver or a bronze medal in the Olympics, and people expected him to win a gold. He didn't win a gold, and he got knocked out by Bradis Prescott in a surprise, Bradis Prescott being a puncher from Colombia. And then, you know, he got whacked by Danny Garcia, and that wasn't very good at all. And, of course, lost that very controversial decision to Lamont Peterson, a fight I thought he won. But I'm telling you, Amir Khan with Virgil Hunter, the man that brought Andre Ward, of course, to greatness. And I do credit him a lot for Andre's ascension to the 168-pound crown as far as the professional ranks are concerned in the United States and that 2004 Olympic gold medal. But I think with Hunter guiding Khan, I think Khan's going to be relaxed in the corner. There's no anxiety in the corner. He knows what's going on. I mean, Virgil Hunter's like, he's like on heroin. I've never seen a corner man so relaxed. In fact, I wish he got fired up a little bit. I mean, Emmanuel Stewart, the late Emmanuel Stewart, the gold father of the Kronk Gym, October 2012, he passed on us. He was smooth in the corner, but I remember one time he was dropping F-bombs and all kinds of stuff with Lennox Lewis when he thought that Eddie Cotton, the referee, was trying to take the fight away from him. Of course, he was in control of Mike Tyson. Eddie Cotton pulled some funny moves in the minds of some people in that fight, and straight up Emmanuel just jumped all over Lennox in that corner and prompted Lennox to go out there and take care of business and take Mike Tyson out. But Emmanuel wasn't a guy that went crazy in the corners too often, and this guy, Virgil Hunter, he never goes crazy in the corner. I mean, you know, some guys, I understand the relaxing, but once in a while, there's got to be a little anxiety, we got to get going, but not with Virgil Hunter. Anyway, Virgil Hunter and Amir Khan, a winning team now, 30-3. The kid's looking good. I'm looking for big things from Amir Khan. As far as fighting Floyd Mayweather is concerned, you know, he's big enough. He's strong enough. He's fast enough. He has decent footwork. I mean, and Floyd is failing in all of those departments as far as his age is concerned, because age is bringing him down. It probably won't be a surprise when Floyd Mayweather loses. I mean, not to me anyway, because he's on borrowed time now. 1996 Olympic gold medalist. Yeah, he's undefeated like 46, 47. Who really cares? I don't even count the numbers anymore. I mean, he's so anticlimactic to me. He would be like a porn. He would be like sex with no orgasm. Straight up. That's just the way he is. You watch him, you watch him. He keeps going and going and going. And at the end, it's the same. I mean, what do you get out of it? Besides, you know, putting some money in Floyd Mayweather's pocket, what do you get out of a Floyd Mayweather fight? I'm asking you. You're the fan. You're the Floyd Mayweather fan. Give me a call. Let me know. 1-800-878-7529. I bet you that phone doesn't ring, because there aren't any Floyd Mayweather fans out there. There are his groupies, and they won't challenge anybody on an intellectual level on the radio or anything like that. They just wouldn't do that. They're a bunch of thugs and hoods and that kind of, you know, but Floyd, just not the entertainer that a lot of people give him credit for. Victor Ortiz was the winner last week. Victor Ortiz, remember him? Yeah, he got knocked out by Mayweather when he dropped his hands after committing a foul. And then he had some other good fights with Andre Berto. I mean, he had some pretty good fights, but he hasn't won for 3 years. He beat some hobo the other night by the name of Manuel Perez. Shouldn't call him a hobo, but he wasn't the greatest fighter in the world. And also on the card, Keith Thurman, the undefeated welterweight, of course, controlled by Al Haymon. Who isn't controlled by Al Haymon these days? 24-0. 21 whacks, a unanimous winner in 12 rounds over a guy that came in undefeated. How this guy was undefeated, I don't know. I'm serious. You got to go out to the graveyard and find the 30 guys that he beat, or the 31 guys that he beat. His name was Leonard Boundou, and he was 31 and zip with 2 draws and 11 KOs. The non-punching I understood, but man, he was on the deck real early in the fight, and then, of course, he got up, and he went 12 boring rounds as Keith Thurman ran around the ring. I mean, he took Floyd Mayweather's running card and just ran with it. I mean, he was jogging. He was boxing and jogging. That's what it was like. This guy was running all over the place. Why? I just don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me, because if you're out there to entertain people and you're out there to prove a point that you're the real deal, you're the new guy on the block, and that's what Keith Thurman is trying to prove, that he's a new guy on the block. He's going to be the guy that takes Mayweather's place or takes Manny Pacquiao's place or, you know, at the top of the welterweight mantle and this kind of stuff. And more power to him. I'm glad he's confident. But the performance he put out the other night, I just don't think he has the goods. You know what I mean by that, folks? He just doesn't have the goods. He isn't a total fighter. There's something missing with Keith Thurman. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something missing. And yeah, he may rise to the position of alphabet champion, or he may even become an undisputed champion of the welterweight division, but he's not no future ring great or anything like that. Not that Mayweather would be in a different era. I mean, in the 80s, Mayweather would have got smoked like a New York City blunt. Think about it. Roberto Duran would have dogged him, and how? Oh man, come on! He wouldn't have kept Roberto out of his chest. No way. Roberto been all over him, overhand rights, left hands to the body. Ray Leonard would have schooled him. Ray Leonard would have showed him what boxing was all about. Ray Leonard would have been throwing combinations all up and down Floyd Mayweather's body. Tommy Hearns, there wouldn't be a need for too many combinations. Tommy would just go out there and take Floyd Mayweather out, baby. That's right. I mean, out. I don't think he'd go 3 or 4 rounds. It really wouldn't. It would be a mismatch to match Floyd Mayweather with any of the guys from the 1980s. You think I'm kidding? Look at historians. They'll tell you. Bert Sugar used to say to me, oh, Manny Pacquiao could beat Roberto Duran. He said that to me one time. And then he said that in public. We were doing some radio. And then I called him aside. I said, do you really believe that? He goes, well, not really, but you know, they've got to pump the guy up. We got to keep boxing going. No, 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 Bert, you're an historian, man. We need to know it like it was, okay? And Roberto Duran, probably the greatest lightweight of all time, in my mind. I mean, who was better? Benny Leonard? Nah, none of those guys. None of those guys. Not a better lightweight champion in history. And then when you move up to welterweights, he skipped the junior welterweight division. But at 147, how many guys outside of Tommy Hearns, maybe in Ray Leonard, and Sugar Ray Robinson could have beat Roberto Duran at welterweight? Napolis? No way. I'm telling you, none of these guys, none of them, none of those great guys, none of the old guys could have beat maybe Robinson, but nobody else. And the only reason why I say Robinson is that he's anointed and he's such a god in the world of boxing that you can't go through an imaginary fight without putting him in there being the pound-for-pound specialist. Of course, I met the pound-for-pound specialist when Roberto Duran was knocked out by the aforementioned Tommy Hearns in a couple of rounds back in June of 1984. course, he was a fantastic man. Sugar Ray Robinson was in a room across from me in the now torn down Aladdin Motel. It wasn't a hotel; it was a motel back then. They had cars you could drive up to the rooms and things like that. But he was in the room across from me and Lenny Albert, and he was wearing a pink shower cap and a pink bathrobe, and he signed autographed pictures for us. And then, of course, he gave me an interview after the fight. And he said that Roberto Duran was truly a great fighter, and even though Tommy Aarons had just knocked him out. That Roberto Duran was a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns. Amazing, huh? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Tower of Power here, Tower of Power, December 20th, San Jose, California. Going to war with Lonnie Jordan and war. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk. Really knock.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Check the clocks, 24, make it 25 minutes past the hour, folks. We take it to the Ring Talk phone lines and bring in the godfather of boxing promotion, the greatest promoter of all time. We'll talk about the one, the only, Mr. Don King. Don, a very good morning to you, sir.
A very good morning to you, Pedro. It's just a delight, first of all, to all your fans and listeners, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Don, you and I have been doing this a long time together, haven't we?
Yes, we have, you know what I mean? And we'll continue to do it, you know what I mean? It's a long time to come, you know what I mean? So spiritually, forever.
Okay, good enough. Let's get the negs out of the way. We lost great Peyton Sherrod this year. I mean, I know he was 90 years old, but it was a shock to me. I talked to him about 10 days, 2 weeks before, and he was feeling fine, and then boom, he was gone.
Well, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm just so delighted that I have had the opportunity to share life with Peyton Shirt. He just was a divine individual and a great, great boxing man.
And, Don, you lost one of your right hands from Cleveland, didn't you, about a month and a half ago?
Yes, we have. I lost a good woman that was just tremendous, and I'm fighting for women's rights. Her name was Constance Hopper, and she was the editor of one of my newspapers, but a lifelong friend. Went to school together. So it was just a one of those things, but I celebrate her life because she was 81 years old, and she did such a tremendous job fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for the women as well as the men, for all people. She symbolized that one land, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And so she was a dear friend, and she's gone, but she's on the money right now up there, still working and prodding along to make things happen for a better America.
And justice for all, one of your famous quotes, are you surprised that there is so much protest and unrest in here in 2014? It seems like we're in the 60s again, Don.
No, I'm not surprised. I can't say that. This is a way of life that has been developed, Pedro, that has got four centuries involved in it. And so we have to do is the system that permits these type of acts to come about is what we must change. You know, we always to treat the effects. We do not treat the cause. The cause is that we fought for freedom and liberty from King George and then turn around and did the same thing to a class of people that King George was doing to them. The women do not get their rights no matter what they say or do. And the only symbols, Pedro, of slavery was in coinciding with the woman and with the people of color. So therefore, they were both considered inferior. They were considered property. And this is this residence is still there. And so until we work together, come together, believe in this country in the essence of what it stands for, one land, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, we will be, it's going to be unrest until that time. So let us try to change that thing and make this thing the self-evident truth that all men and women are created equal and then endowed by the higher force, the Lord, with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You know, Don, you know I spent 8 years with the San Francisco Police Department, and I know what it's like to get in nasty situations. But the bottom line is I think the mentality of policemen across the country was they got away from hiring streetwise guys like me and went to hiring college degree guys where there's only a white and a black and there's no gray area, when in the world of police work and law enforcement, it's all about gray.
You know, you're absolutely correct in that statement, but you got to understand also that the policemen, before they get to be policemen, they're taught. And they're taught that one class of people is inferior to another. It's the same thing that comes up. And so, therefore, when they do get the power and they get a position of life and death in their hands, they forget about what it is and they result to what they've been brought up with all along and throughout their life. You got to be able to go to the cause, man, and you got to be able to enlighten people, educate people as to what the effects of life is, how it is, and how we all going to live together because we are brothers keeper, whether we want to be or not. And so I think that you can see the same thing happening in Nevada and Las Vegas when the corporate people get in. These are kids that have been grown up and they learn accountability and responsibility. But they don't have no gray area, and if it ain't dotted on the adding machine, it don't add up. You know what I mean? But you got to be able to deal with people and respect their culture, their background, their upbringing. Then you can try to find a way to means to change things that could not be changed if you're just going to go over it and make it hammer and nail, black and white, hit me on the head. But what hurts us in the police department is that they can do it with impunity. You know what I mean? There's no consequences. So this is what you got to understand. We cannot have that power of life and death. That is supposed to be only endowed to our maker, our creator, our Lord and Savior.
The great Don King. What more can I say? Don, now you're coming back into the spectrum as far as the heavyweight division is concerned with the heavyweight champion. Of course, we're talking about Burmeister Vern. How's he doing these days? Well, what's life treating him? How's life treating him? Is he happy being champion? Does he feel like...
Yes, you know what? He's a great guy. You know, he's a great guy. You know, he's got to be able to work hard and dedicate himself. He's coming from the struggle, as Frederick Douglass would say, without struggle, there's no progress. You must be able to deal with what is real, and he's going to be a people's champion. I'm looking forward to great things from him. So I'm going to help him in that way, every way that I can. And the heavyweight boxing is a return to glory of America. And it makes me feel good to be part and parcel of the heavyweight championship match in May 10th at USC. And now a heavyweight championship match will be in Las Vegas, the capital of boxing, at the MGM Grand under the auspices of Richard Stern, the president of entertainment, who is doing a remarkable job. And you have to give credit to this guy named Steven Espinoza, who got this job was dropped in his lap and with the exile of Ken. And now Steven Espinoza is doing a remarkable job of putting this thing together and bringing the old glory back to this great nation of America. So I'm looking forward to that fight with great anticipation. I want all your fans to reach out and touch a friend. Tell them about it. Be there. If you can't be there live and on the scene, then check it out on the screen on Showtime. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous evening of boxing with Bermain Sylvain and Deontay Warrior. Wilder, I should say. And he's got 32 wins, 32 knockouts. That's a perfect record, you know what I mean, for whatever he was doing and whoever he was fighting. And so Bermain has come from the struggle himself, you know, and he is the champion of the world, the heavyweight champion of the world. Now he got to, you know, he got to imitate and emulate the Mike Tysons and the Holyfields and the great, inimitable Ali.
Okay. I watch, you know, styles make fights, and the young man fights with a low left hand. I don't know if that's the greatest way to fight a guy that's 6'7". I guess he's going to adapt to the opponent, won't he?
Well, you know what? The strategy is it remains with them and how they do. I agree. Larry Holmes is one of the greatest champions of all times, and Larry Holmes also set on that point, you know what I mean, to lift that left hand up, you know, to make certain that you don't get hit with that right hand. And so it's going to be an interesting fight, and that's been brought to his attention. So I think he'll be able to adapt to the situation. I'm looking for a blazing knockout, and as he said on a conference call the other day, don't blink.
Okay.
And so that's going to be heralded as the remark of the year. You know what I mean? Don't blink. You know what I mean? So you don't have an opportunity to go and get some popcorn or go get a beer or go whatever you're going to get. You got to stay there and stay glued to this thing until it is over, because if you move, you lose.
Okay. What happened to the amateur boxing program here? Frank Warren's got the UK to invest in their amateur program over there, and they've got some bright amateur stars that have turned professional and won some titles in the past decade. But it doesn't seem like the United States seems to be investing in the future of boxing, Don. Am I right or am I wrong on that?
Well, you know what? We got to you know, reconnoiter our efforts, you know what I mean, and deal with it as real. You are right. We got to make some. We used to have ABC's Wide World of Sports, Showtime Sports, you know what I mean, NBC, First in Color with Sports. Now they don't have it. They just go directly to the boxers without being known. Up close and personal is one of the most vital things of the boxing. They're trying to emulate and imitate it on the 24/7 and whatever other programs that they come up with, All Access. But there's nothing like putting time and effort with the ABCs of boxing, the young kids, taking them off the streets and out of the gangs and things, and teaching them, educating, enlightening, and also teaching them physical prowess and where they can escape the destitution and the poverty, you know, by the prowess of their physical skills as well as the enlightenment of their mind. This I want to work for, and this I will work with, and I will call on you and all of the Americans to let us put time and investment into our youth, because that's where it is. That's tomorrow's future.
Okay. Don King's our guest, of course, celebrating. How long has it been, Godfather? 30, 35 years, 40 years now in boxing or what?
Yes, about that time in boxing, you know what I mean, bringing boxing to the people. And what we're doing right now is we're returning boxing to the people, which is the most important. You know, I'm a promoter of the people, by the people, and for the people, and my magic lies in my people ties. The people are the most important, you know what I mean? So, therefore, we must be able to promote them. You know, unanimity, solidarity, and togetherness is what my goal is. And I live for the day that all people are clothed in dignity. So we got to continue to work toward that effort. And for the 40 years that I've been in this sport with the inimitable and incomparable Muhammad Ali, it has been the reward is in the journey. And this has been quite a journey. So I'm 83 years old right now, and I feel just as good as I can be because I'm talking to who? Put that guy's name? Fernando? What is your name, sir? You are so bright. You're so intelligent, you know what I mean? So electrifying. And I get myself caught up in that kind of thing. That's why you got me at any moment, a day or night, you catch me. I can't not hang up the phone.
You know what, Don? You are the godfather of boxing promotion, the greatest promoter of all time. And you've always been there for Pedro. You have. You've been there for Pedro, whether it was TV work, whether it was radio as a guest. You've always been there for me. And I love you for that, man. And you've been good to me. And I think that if Don King was had more of a control of today's boxing, I think boxing would be a lot better because I miss those cards with five, six, seven title fights. And I think the boxing fans do, too.
You know, that's what they want to give the people. You cannot go and rely on one championship match. Everyone's a championship match, and therefore they always feel that they're not being beat out of their money or wasting their time in viewing. You know, they now become so sanitized and monetized that they want to just be able to deal with what the facts are. How is the cash register going to ring? Well, the cash register can't ring if you don't have the support of the people. They don't seem to understand that. You give the people what they want, they will respond. When is the next one?
I got to give you I got to give you props. Another great interview, but I got to go running up on a heartbreak. I love you. Take care. Happy holidays.
Happy New Year, Pedro. Merry Christmas, and I love you and all your fans. God bless America, and God bless our great president, Obama. So let's move on forward, and let's keep on keeping on.
Don King on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J.
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. Gentlemen, it's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J. Defense!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My buddy on the guitar, the Axe, they call it, Mr. Jeff Tamalier, Pleasant Hill, California. Probably see Jeff tonight in San Jose at the Civic Auditorium. Used to be called the Civic Auditorium. Pedro held the knockout record there from like 1982 until like 2009. Something like it. Straight up, it was 19 seconds. I drilled this guy, this hometown guy from San Jose in the Golden Gloves. Okay. Then some guy came along in some pro fight. I think it was a pro fight or an MMA fight and did somebody in 12 seconds. So actually, he holds the record, but damn, that was a good one. Anyway, tonight, Tower of Power going to war with war. That's right, the two old school bands hooking it up, the San Jose Civic Auditorium tonight in San Jose, California. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. And folks, you know, it's time to talk about who is the best fighter, pound for pound, in the world of mixed martial arts. Everybody says John Jones deserves that title, and, you know, he clearly is the best fighter. Well, not really. Remember the Alex Gustafson fight? A lot of people thought that Gustafson won that fight, albeit close, 3-2 in rounds. But, of course, the longtime defending champion, the man that was like, he lost that one fight to what, like Mark Hamill or Matt Hamill, something like that. Boom, he was disqualified. But outside of that, he's untouchable. He's never been beat. But Gustafson took up the bridge, the edge of the cliff of death, per se, and had him there. And, you know, God bless John Jones. Give him his due. I mean, his champion, he struggled. He fought back. He had some injuries going in, some injuries coming out. It was a tough fight for him, but I thought he deserved to lose that night. But straight up now, of course, he's defending the World Light Heavyweight Championship January 3rd, the next UFC pay-per-view live emanating from Las Vegas. Of course, the undefeated Daniel Cormier, untouched, never been knocked off his feet. Straight up, he's the real deal. Former U.S. Olympian, former U.S. amateur champion, Pan Am Games champion a couple times, two or three times. He's a great wrestler. He's Cain Velasquez. He's the world UFC heavyweight champion, of course, out of San Jose, California, Silicon Valley. Nursing an injury right now, hopes to hook it up with Fabrice Verdum in around May 2015 to see who really is the world heavyweight champion. We know that Cain is, but, you know, you got to give Verdum some credit. I mean, he took out Mark Hunt in dramatic fashion. He was losing the fight up to that point, but he took Hunt out in dramatic fashion. And, wow, he is a force to be reckoned with in the heavyweight division. Now, Cain Velasquez may still be on a different level, another level from any other heavyweight or any other fighter in the world. But straight up, we'll see what happens when they hook it up somewhere around May, June 2015. But back to January 3rd, of course, Cormier, John Jones, Daniel Cormier with that solid wrestling base. And I'm telling you, that's what's going to give John Jones problems. John Jones is not an accomplished boxer per se. He doesn't box all that well. Okay, he's got long arms, okay? And Cormier will get under those arms, get under that reach, and go in and grab him down around the knees and take him to the canvas. And once John Jones gets on his back, that's going to be interesting to see how he fights at that point, okay? Because nobody's really put him down, except Gustafson. Nobody's really tangled. Nobody's really been competitive with him. There's really been no competition. He's been, you know, in a league all by his own. Well, that's all going to come to an end. In fact, I think his championship run's coming to an end come January the 3rd, live on pay-per-view. Straight up, it's going to be Cormier winning the light heavyweight championship world. Once the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, the sparring partner, the wrestling coach of the aforementioned Cain Velasquez, of course, they'll never fight because they are, you know, stable mates and best of friends and all that kind of good stuff. So Cormier, a chunky 217, maybe 225, whatever he was weighing, he was putting silver dollars in his pocket. And he looked like a Pillsbury Doughboy who never went to a salad bar in his life. Always, you know, had the pizza, not the salad bar. But now he's at 205 pounds. He's come down. He's made the drop in weight now. This is the third time of fight at 205 pounds. He's looked good each time he's come down. He's looked fantastic. His stamina has been there. He's the real deal. I mean, he is the real deal. And I think, without a doubt, in my mind, just like I thought that Anderson Silva would get his head handed to him by Chris Weidman, I think that's what's going to happen here. I think this is a changing of the guard. I think that the only knock on Cormier may be he might be a little bit slow as far as his hand speed is concerned. But he's got decent hand speed. We'll see what happens when he matches up against John Jones. Because, you know, he was throwing heavyweight blows before. Now he's throwing light heavyweight blows. January 3rd, live in Las Vegas. Pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Of course, at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, which is 8 Eastern time. They'll go to Fox Sports 1. It'll be 2 hours of the undercard. And then, of course, the prelims before that are on Fight Pass, UFC Fight Pass, which is a monthly pay-per-view service that you buy and you get to watch it on the web. Probably not. You can go to Europe and watch them for free. Speaking of watching things for free, man, whether it was free, whether you had to pay $100 to get in, you had to see what this guy Anthony Pettis was all about. I'm talking about the world lightweight champion, the real deal. Good Lord, he's amazing. He's a tremendous athlete. In fact, you know, the only way to beat him would be to put him up against the side of the cage or the side of the ring, if he's fighting in the ring, but this is in the octagon. Put him up against the side of the cage and just keep him there and smother him. See, because you can't let him get loose. You can't let him do his thing. You can't let him fly around. You can't let him move his feet. You can't let him have any distance. You got a crowd. You definitely got a crowd, Anthony Pettis. If you don't crowd him, guess what? Lights out, baby. That's right. And that's what happened to Gilbert Melendez. He crowded him the first round. Melendez won the first round, I thought, in my mind. And the second round, he wouldn't allow himself to be crowded. He just wouldn't. I'm talking about Pettis. Now, of course, the undisputed lightweight champion, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Gilbert Melendez was on a streak. He only lost to Benson Henderson, and that was a USC heavy, a lightweight 155-pound title bout about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Okay, only lost to Benson Henderson in the last 5-6 years. He was a Strikeforce champion. He was the highest-paid lightweight 155-pounder in all of MMA for probably 6 to 7 years. He made a lot of money. He was getting like $250,000, $270,000 a fight when other guys were getting like $75,000 or $80,000. Okay, but there comes a time in everybody's career when Father Time comes knocking. And Father Time came knocking for Gilbert Melendez. He felt it. He said that he realized he was a little bit slower than his normal self, and that he had lost something. It wasn't there. And, you know, that's not something that you could pick up in training camp. Because in training camp, for the most part, you know, everything's good. We're just getting you ready, you know, for the fight. That's what we're getting you ready for the fight, hoping that you don't get hurt and try to avoid all injuries if possible during training camp and get you in the best cardio and mental and physical condition they can. That's what training camp's all about, okay? The fights, they're just a little bit different. And I'm telling you, I think Cormier is going to have it for John Jones. That's come January the 3rd, a big upset, UFC 183. Now, UFC 182, I was just mentioning, of course, Gilbert Melendez being stopped by Anthony Pettis. Where does that rank Pettis? I mean, Pettis hasn't fought in a year and a half. Can you call him the best fighter pound for pound? Man, on some of those moves, him and Dominic Cruz, I mean, these guys have got some moves. Once Dominic gets back in the move, the mold, at 135, and I guess he is back, you know, Dominic Cruz, and if he hooks us up with Uriah Faber and TJ Dillashaw, this is a great division, 135 pounds, be it male or female. And the UFC, of course, UFC female champion is Ronda Rousey. She'll be taking on Kat Zagano, I think, on the undercard of Jones and Cormier. But, you know, Ronda's the real deal at 135. And on the other side of the coin, the other side of the gender coin, we have TJ Dillashaw out of Sacramento, California, 13-2. Stopped Renan Borrell in impressive fashion, ever beaten on him like a rag doll for 4.5 rounds, stopped him in the 5th round. Should have been, beat on him so bad, he should have been arrested that day by the police. TJ Dillashaw should have went to jail for domestic violence. That's what it looked like. I mean, whoa, it just wasn't a fair fight. Not from, from the first sound of the gong to the end. It just wasn't a fair fight. It was all one-sided. TJ Dillashaw ate Renan Borrell for lunch. Of course, Borrell then doing his thing in a rematch, but lost consciousness. Like, you know, they passed out getting up. Said it wasn't from making the weight at 135. It had nothing to do with him losing a lot of weight. He just got up and he fainted. Yeah, right. So they scratched him to fight, put some other guy in, last-minute sub. Of course, TJ taking care of him. Now Renan Borrell is going to be doing his thing on the Fox card tonight. That starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, live from Brazil. Of course, it'll be a fantastic night of fighting. Of course, Lyoto Machida's on the card. And, you know, the Dragon. The Dragon's for real. Taking on Cibe Dolovay. The Dragon is for real. I mean, you can say what you want about a lot of fighters from Brazil sort of being replaced by American fighters. In other words, they've been displaced. Not replaced, displaced. Because, you know, it was their game to begin with. They started this MMA stuff. They, you know, because the Gracie family are the ones that, you know, came up with the MMA competition type of thing, okay? And, you know, now there's only one Brazilian champion. His name is Jose Aldo at 145 pounds. Everybody else, 125, I don't know if they're getting into the lighter. Wait till they hook up the lighter weight class. We'll see what happens there. But 125 is Demetrius Johnson. 135, the aforementioned T.J. Dillashaw. 145, circle it for Brazil, Jose Aldo. 155, Mr. Anthony Pettis. 170, Johnny Hendricks, no more. Robbie Lawler, yes, controversial, but I thought Robbie Lawler won that fight. We'll talk about that in just a second. And, of course, at 185 pounds is the man, Chris Weidman. Of course, Chris Weidman going to take on Vitor Belfort next year. He's going to smoke Vitor. Yeah, he's going to beat Vitor down. Vitor, the teenage phenom, all that kind of good stuff, baby, all those steroids you took, guess what? Ain't going to do you no good, not against Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman is going to take you out. There's no doubt about it. Weidman, of course, will look for a super fight in 2015 with the winner of the John Jones-Daniel Cormier fight, some catchweight fight way in between. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we're here each and every Sunday and Saturday. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. Then we come back on Sunday for 2 hours for an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, as well as the American Forces Network. Now, if you have the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide online anytime you want. Or live, either way, with iHeartRadio. But you got to go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, take Ring Talk anywhere you go. Once you enter the search engine, Ring Talk, and it'll bring you back to my page. You can take my show anywhere you go on your tablet, your smartphone. You can listen online 24/7. You can listen to old shows, new shows. We got it all going on. I'm telling you, check us out on the iHeartRadioNetwork.com website. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts straight up. We are 1 week away, 1 week away from a major decision that we'll see how the people at the UFC respond to a lawsuit filed this week by Kung Lee and some other fighters in which say they were abused by the fact that the UFC is the only fight game in town and that they monopolize things and prearrange wages and all this kind of good stuff. And, of course, the UFC is taking in millions of dollars and paying out a pittance compared to what they're bringing in. They're bringing in a lot, but they lost $34 million to begin with. But I think they made that 34 back by now. Definitely. It's a billion-dollar entity now. It is. It is a billion-dollar entity. That's what the company is worth. That's what the firm's worth. That's what the Zuffa Sports is worth, okay? And Zuffa Sports, of course, bought all the other competing alliances, leagues, call them what you want, Strike Force, Pride, the World Extreme Cage Fighting Championship. I mean, bought up all these smaller brands, and there's nobody left to compete except Bellator and Scott Coker. And we don't know if they're going to be able to step up to that level. Of course, they've got the financial backing of the cable giant Viacom. But outside of that, we don't know where it's going to go. We have to see what happens in January. Right now, there's a major lawsuit has been filed against the UFC, and they have yet to comment on it. So that's what I'm trying to say is we need 1 week to give the UFC a week to comment on this one because I knew it was coming for a long time. You just knew it. Antitrust, you knew it was coming as a class action suit that more than one guy was going to file this, and there would be a whole bunch of fighters looking to do this. And, you know, this will have a big impact as far as the MMA world's concerned. And who knows? After this, there may be a fighters union, per se. It never worked for boxers, but it might work for MMA. Who knows? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. This is Ring Talk live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229,
800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I saw these guys many, many, many moons ago. Lee Oscar, Lonnie Jordan, when the band was whole. Of course, they split up now. Lonnie Jordan still the front man for War. And they will go to war with the mighty Tower of Power at the San Jose Civic Auditorium. Of course, I think the show starts at 8 p.m. I've got a couple of backstage passes. And I'm taking a young lady who's helped me out this year, and she lent me her car when I couldn't rent one at the last minute, had to go to work, man. You know, stuff like that. Favors like that, you just have to find a way to replace them, pay somebody back. And guess what? Tower of Power and War is the way to do it. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, USC Fight Night on Fox, C.B. Dalloway, and the great Leon Machida. And, of course, there's also a fight on Showtime featuring Jesse Cuellar and I think a WBA interim bout. But Jesse Cuellar is an undefeated fighter. But straight up, it's one of those nights where everybody's out shopping anyway, right? Who's going to watch TV tonight? I mean, just Showtime's going. HBO's hung their thing up for the year. Of course, HBO coming back in 2014. And Don King, we got to thank Don King for spending some of his he told me he was filling out Christmas cards when I called him this morning. I find him at one of his – he's got like seven or eight homes in this country. And I call him around, and I found him at one of them, and he was doing Christmas cards. And, of course, he spent some time with us, and I want to thank him for that. And 83 years young, you know, he's a good guy. People knock him. He's done some terrible things, but man, what? He's done some great things for me. So that's all I can say is how people treat you is how you accept people. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget, it is...